place. Philippians chapter number 2, starting at verse number 9. Amen. I preached about Jesus here a couple Thursday nights ago. I guess I've been on that theme of Jesus. I tell you, there's nobody like Jesus, is
there? Amen.
That's what we preached the other time. There's no name like his name, nobody like Jesus. Amen. Philippians chapter number 2. Praise the Lord. Verse number 9. Wherefore, now this is dealing with his name. Amen.
Yeah. Dealing
with the person of Christ last time. And wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I love that, don't you?
Yes.
And that every tongue should confess. Amen. Well, I skipped the whole verse. Sorry. That's why I need glasses. Verse number 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for standing here today.
Hallelujah.
For the reading of the word of the Lord. And if the Lord will help us today, I'd just like to deal with the name above every other name. Amen.
Thank you.
That name above every other name. Now, you know, your parents had a reason, or maybe they just liked the name. I've known some people named after family members. Amen. And some people name kids because of a significance of a meaning of the name. Amen. I was thinking there this morning, I went to school with one of my childhood friends. He was from a place that, don't laugh at this, he was from a place called Slaptown. Amen. That's the name of a little place across the river from where our church used to be. And he was from a place called Slaptown. Well, his name was, we called him JJ. Everybody called him JJ. But his name was J. James Clell Dean Fields. Amen. And everybody had debated him. You know, I said, JJ, where'd you ever get a name like that at? He said, my mom named me after every one of her brothers, J. James Clell Dean. And so he was named after every one of his mom's brothers. Amen. And I thought, you know, names mean something. You know, I looked up my name. You can look your name up and see what it means. And Jason is a biblical name, believe it or not, but it means healer. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I don't have no healing powers in me, but I know a healer. Praise God. Amen. So names are given because of all different reasons, but this name Jesus stands out above every other name. Aren't you glad for that?
Right.
Praise God. Amen. And I don't want to bore you here, but I do want to go through some of these. Amen. Jesus, praise God, has a name that is above every name. He is called Adam. Amen. The anointed, the apostle, the author. Amen. The Alpha and the Omega.
Yeah.
Praise God. He is the beginning. Amen. Aren't you glad for that? The bright and the morning star. He is the chief cornerstone. Praise God. He is the deliverer. Amen. The day star.
Yeah.
Praise God. The door and the desire of all the nations. Hallelujah. He is the everlasting and the Emmanuel, God with us.
Thank
praise
you.
God. He is the finisher of our faith. Amen. The friend. He is the first fruits, and he is the faithful witness. Praise God.
Right.
Amen. He is God. He is the gift of God. He's the governor, and he's the guide. Amen. Aren't you glad you've got a guide? Hallelujah. He is our help and our hope, and he is the horn of salvation. He is the hearer of all the people. He is the head of all the church, and he is the high priest. Hallelujah. I love that, don't you? Amen. He is the I Am. Amen. He is the image of God, the immortal and the invisible. Amen. Thank God. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Thank God.
Right.
He is the judge. I said he is Jesus. Amen. He is a king. Amen. Of Israel. He's the King of Kings. He's the King of Glory, and he's King Everlasting. Thank God for this name that I'm talking about here today. Amen. He is the life and the light. He is the lily in the valley. He is the Lamb of God.
out.
And I said, He is the Lord of glory. Praise God. He is the messenger, the Messiah, the mediator. Amen. The master. He is the mighty God. Amen.
Yes.
And thank God He is the Nazarene. Amen. He is the offspring of David. He is the Omega. He is the only begotten of God. Amen. I said, His name is High. Praise God.
Yes.
He is the priest and the Passover. Amen. And He is the great physician. Thank God that He's got a high lifted up name. Amen. He is the righteous, the rabbi, the root of Jesse. Amen. The root of David, the resurrection. Thank God He is the Redeemer.
Yeah.
He's the Rose of Sharon. Amen. And I said He's the Rock of Ages. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? He is a stone. Amen. Thank God He's the Shepherd. He's the Son of God. He's the servant. He's the seed of the woman. But yet He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the teacher. Amen. He is the tabernacle. He is the treasure. And thank God He's the tree of life. Amen.
Yeah.
He is a witness. He is the word. He is the way. And I said, thank God He is the wonderful counselor. Amen. In the words of the Bible, He is the fairest among 10,000. I come to tell you today, He's got a name that's high and lifted up above every name. It's a special name. Praise God. Amen. I said it's a special name.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now, names, to be honest with you, we didn't think about meanings when we just named our last child. Amen. And this is a true story. Michelle's friend from Virginia. Amen. She told her husband, which Nathan's my friend, and Jamie told Nathan much ago, this is a fact, she said, I had a dream, Nathan, and she said, she made him say that he'd never tell nobody what God, I feel like showed me in a dream of what Jason and Michelle's going to name that baby. Amen. And she told Nathan, this is the truth. Nathan said, I promise you, she told me this. Amen. And in a dream, amen, she saw that we named the baby Branson. Amen. We didn't know what we was naming until the day we left the hospital. Praise God. Amen. And we left the hospital. We named him Branson Ezekiel. Amen. And I didn't know what the name Branson meant. Amen. But Jamie called Michelle crying one day and left her a big message because Michelle didn't answer. She was busy with the baby or something. Left a big long message and she was crying. And she said, the Lord showed me that she was going to name him Branson. Amen. And she went through the rigmarole what the name Branson meant. I can't remember exactly what it meant, but it meant a clearing through fire, amen, purging through fire. And Ezekiel, you know what that means, a prophet of God. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. I come to tell you, church, amen, there's a lot of folks got a lot of names, amen. My dad's name was just an old basic name, Edward, amen. And we could go through names in here today. But I come to tell you, Jesus is a special name. Amen. It was a common name in the name of Jesus. A lot of people had that name of Yeshua, Joshua, amen. And but when God named him, amen, Jesus, hallelujah, I said it was handpicked by the Father Himself. Mary and Joseph, amen, was given this name. It was a name handpicked by God in Matthew 1:21. Hallelujah. What does this name mean? Amen. The name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. Yeah. Praise God. This is a precious, sweet name. Amen. While God is a God of wrath and judgment, He is purely and holy. And He's a God of love. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. God is love, and everything He does represents His love to man. Thank God. Oh, I'd like to tell you here today, when the Father sent Jesus to come into the world, He was sending a message to humanity. I never really saw this until just back there earlier. I looked at this some the other day, and then I seen it again back there a while ago. Amen. God was sending a message to humanity when Jesus was born, and He called Him Jesus, Jehovah is salvation. God was saying, I have not forgotten my people. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to notice this, and I jotted this down if I could read my handwriting. 400 years, Brother Tom, me? Between Malachi and Matthew. Amen. 400 years of history say, commentators say, probably, amen. They say that God shut up the heavens for 400 years. There wasn't a word from heaven. There wasn't a prophet prophesied. Amen. 400 years of silence between Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. 400 years of silence until God speaks into something. Matthew 1 and 1 says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Abraham. Thank God. Amen. You know what God was saying? Amen. It's been silent for 400 years. But I got a word for the world. Jesus, Jehovah is salvation. I haven't forgotten my people. Let me tell you something, church. There's something about that name. I said there's something about the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm about to feel like shouting. I wish some of you would get to feeling this too. Amen. Brother Don Rich, a lot of you know, has been one of my favorite preachers down through the years. Of course, he's still alive, but he hasn't preached really. Amen. In a great magnitude in a lot of years. He's sickly. He's old. They say his mind is even going. But you know, Don Rich was a man in his day. Hallelujah. And I can't remember. I've heard so many of his stories. But he and Neil Bridges, the best I remember, was over there in one of them islands that he would go preach to. Amen. In the Pacific Ocean. He preached on several islands. But he went to this particular island. And on that island, there was a bunch of heathens. And they didn't believe in Jesus. They never heard of Jesus. Amen. But you know what? Here's how God works. That chief's sister was sick. Amen. And she is about to die. I'll never forget this, Brother Charlie. And they went in there and their little witch doctors, they had strange gobs they would set up, and they would, Brother Rich said, they beat on drums. And they bowed to their gods, and their gods couldn't heal this chief's sister. And she was sick with a high fever, and she is about to die. They didn't have hospitals and things like we have. Amen. And she was on the verge of death. And that chief said, well, if God sent you to our island, you think your God could touch my sister? Amen. And Brother Rich said, they went in there. I thought, best I remember, Neil Bridges, and I think there's another preacher. I can't remember the third preacher's name. And they went in there, and they said, these strange gods was everywhere. And they said, you get these witch doctors out of here, and these idol gods, and we'll pray. Hallelujah. They didn't want to do it, but they got their old gods out of there. Amen. And Brother Rich and Brother Neil Bridges laid hands on that sister of his that was sick. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I've always brushed over that, but I remember, Brother Tommy, amen, she was sick and she was about to die. But Brother Rich, I remember this. Brother Rich said, we laid hands on her and prayed and said, ma'am, through an interpreter, said, ma'am, we come to pray for you. Amen. We believe our God can heal you. Amen. And not only can he heal you, but he can save you. Amen. And they prayed for her, and God raised her up off of a sick bed. Praise God. Amen. She didn't die, but she lived. And after she got a little better, she said, what is your God's name? And they said, our God's name is Jehovah, and he has a son. I'll never forget this. And she said, what is your God's son's name? And Brother Rich said, his name is Jesus. Woo! And he came to save you. And at that moment, she got saved. Hey, I come to tell you, church, there's no name like this name. Thank God for Donald Trump. Thank God for men of high esteem, preachers of high esteem. But there can't nobody do you like Jesus can. I said, nobody can do me like Jesus. Hey, church, I said, it's a special name. It's a lifted up name. It's a high, amen, name today. Thank God for the name of Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah.
Amen. Holy. Woo. Holy. It is in that name. Thank God. Oh, that shows us the Father. I needed a couple verses. Kipton, you're quick at it. Give me 2 Peter 3 and 9. Carson, you got one you want to read? Amen. Give me Matthew 25:41. Woo! Glory to God. Some of you held your Bibles close. I might need a few more here in a minute. Hallelujah. But I said the name of Jesus reveals, amen, the Son's mission to us. Praise God. And it reveals to us the heart of God. Tell us, Kipton, what 2 Peter 3:9 says.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, woo, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us were not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance.
It shows us the heart of God. God is not slack.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Like some men count slackness. But he said, God, amen. Oh, he wants all men to come unto him. He's there to save whosoever will. Hallelujah. Yes. Now this gets into some deep stuff. Don't worry, I'm not a deep preacher and I'm not going to get into deep stuff. But some people believe in predestination. Amen. They believe that when the day you're born, you're predestined right then to either serve God or not. Amen. I don't really believe that. I believe in whosoever will.
Right.
I believe you can be born into a dope family. Amen. I believe you can be born into a bunch of drug addicts. Maybe your mom and dad's an alcoholic. Maybe ain't nobody in your family saved. And you hear about that name like that woman did in that island and you call on the name of Jesus. I don't think it's predestined. I think it's whosoever will. Amen. Whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord, my Bible says, shall be saved. Amen. What you got to do is figure out that name. What you got to do, amen, is bow to that name, humble yourself, and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Jesus, amen, I need your help. And I come to tell you, he'll help you. And I come to tell you, he'll save you. And I come to tell you, there's no name like that name. Jason might mean healer. Branson might mean clearing through the fire. But oh, I come to tell us, that name means salvation. That name means, amen, the Redeemer, the Bride of the Morning Star, the Lily in the Valley, the Great Redeemer, the Rock of Ages, Chief Cornerstone. Hey, I come to tell us it's a high name, and it's a name that you need to call on. Amen.
Yes.
Woo! Oh, I told you many times, Brother Chris, you never heard this. I'll tell it to him. Amen. He might remember this. Brother Leon Buzzard was preaching years ago down Flatwoods. And Brother Buzzard said, I can prove to you Jesus was an Indian from the Bible. And that old Brother Buzzard was three-quarters Cherokee, I think. His dad was full-blooded Cherokee. His mom was half and half. So he said, he always said he was three-quarters. Amen. Three-quarters Cherokee. Praise God. And he said, I can prove to you from the Bible that Jesus was an Indian. Amen. And he said, because the Bible said he was chief cornerstone. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you today, he is the chief cornerstone. Amen. Amen. He is the bright and the morning star. He is that lily. He's a light at the end of the tunnel. Thank God I come to tell us there's no name like this name. Amen. It's a high and it's a lifted up name. Are you ready?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. For a little bit more. Amen. It's a stainless name. There's no stain on that name. You and I might have done things. Anybody ever heard of Dickie Webb? Now, Dickie Webb is a friend of mine. And the reason why most of you hadn't heard of him, I met him at Richlands 5 or 6 years ago at the camp meeting. We preached the 2 o'clock service together. Brother Philip loved Dickie Webb. Dickie Webb was a prime evangelist in our movement 35, 40 years ago. Amen. He called me yesterday. Humble man, great man. And he said, Brother Jason, that's what I'm praying for you. If you need me, I'm here. Call me anytime. We'll talk a little bit. Amen. And he got to tell me a little bit about his past. He never did this. He said, now I've got a mark against me. He said, I got a black stripe on me. Amen. And he never told me this, but I'd heard from other preachers. He was a prime evangelist, preacher. Came meetings with Joey Hyatt and all of them years ago. But Dickie Webb backslid. And he was at a church. He told me yesterday for 31 years. 31 years, he said, I laid home. He said, 31 years, I stayed out of church, and I got a black name, black mark against my name. And hey, I felt the Holy Ghost. Ghost hit me. And you know what I told him, Brother Tommy? I said, Dickie, amen, just because you've been out of church for 31 years, I said, you're saved now. You're back in the fold. And God brought you in. And I said, you're just as saved as I am. Amen. You're just as ready to go to heaven as I am. Thank God. You know why that is? You know why the playing field's leveled out? Because of Jesus. Yeah. Thank God. Hey, you can have 30 years of blackness on your name, but thank God his name is stainless. Thank God there's no marks against his name. I'm not going to heaven on my merit. I'm not going to heaven on my goodness. I'm going to heaven on what he done. I said I'm going to heaven because of what he did. And he died that I could live. He gave his life up so I could have life. Thank God there's no goodness in Jason Painter. Only in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Oh, God.
And he told me that. He said, I was preaching for Don Ingram here a while back. And there's a lot of people don't want him back because he was out of church for 30 years. And I told him, I said, Dickie, you come by this way. You come by and stop and preach for a city time. He's a great man. And he's doing good. He's back evangelizing. Woo! And he said, I told Don Ingram, I said, Don, if preaching me gets you in hot water and gets you in trouble, don't preach me. I won't get mad at you. Amen. And doesn't that sound manny? Doesn't that sound just like people? Amen. Oh, I can't preach Dickie Webb because he's backslid for 30 years. If God can save him, who's you and I to hold him out?
Right,
thank God. Woo! Oh, I'm actually getting hot water here. Amen. People put black marks on you. People put black marks on people's names. But I said, his name is stainless. I said, his name don't have a mark against it. I said, it's a sinless name. It's a stainless name. He's a mighty God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today, church. It ain't your name. It's his name. It ain't what you've done. It's what he's done. Thank God for a name above every name.
That's
the Holy Ghost here. Woo, glory to God. Oh, at that name, amen, demons tremble. Woo! Amen. Oh, at that name, the demons humble. The bowing of the knee,
yes,
is a clear sign of humility and reverence. And Christ will be honored. Amen. Listen to this. In our scripture verse that I read to you, he'll be honored. Amen. On three levels. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now, that's what we always quote. And that's Bible. And that's good. But here's what we've left out. Every knee's going to bow on three levels of things in heaven and things in earth. And I want you to notice how the third one here, and things under the earth. Hallelujah. Hey, I come to tell you, his name is honored in heaven. His name is honored on earth. And I come to tell you, his name is honored in hell. Amen. Under the earth. Praise God. In heaven. Amen. When that name of Jesus is mentioned, they gather around the throne in heaven and they cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God, and his name is Jesus. Revelation 4:7 tells us how they rejoice and shout at the name of Jesus. Revelation 7:9-11, Revelation 19:1-3 tells us how heaven erupts at the name of Jesus. Thank God I come to tell us heaven, amen, honors that name. In earth, let me tell you something. You know what we do around here? Now you take somebody that's never been in church. They've never been in any kind of church. And they walk in this place back there. And they see us with their hands raised. And they see us praising God. And they see us praying. And they get up here and look at a man like me sweating and spitting. Got sweat all over him, hollering and screaming. And they think, wow, this is a crazy place. Oh, no, no, no. Go down here to 20th Street. Amen. In the fall, when Marshall has a game, and they pack about 38,000 in that place, and they're screaming and they're hollering over a touchdown, and they're screaming and they're hollering because the quarterback made a good pass. Oh, why, let me tell you something. Great God in heaven. Listen here. Every one of us is made to worship. You're either going to worship things of the world, or we're going to worship God. It's in us to worship. God made us to worship. worship, amen. You're going to worship something. And I tell you what I'm going to worship. When I come to church, I raise a hand. And I say, thank you, Lord, you saved me. Thank you, Lord, you brought me up out of the muck and the mire. Amen. Put my feet on a solid rock. I come to tell the church, I'm going to worship him. Make fun of me if you will. Let the world make fun. It don't bother me one bit. Because he's been good to me. I said he saved me. I said he's my Lord.
Yes.
Woo. Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I better calm down for a round of breath. Amen.
Come on.
Then at the name of Jesus. Sister Stacy, get me Revelation 20 and 10. I left you hanging the other day when somebody said, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. I had people read verses. She had her verse and I never got to it. Sorry about that. So we'll let her read here. And I need Romans 14 and 11. Anna, get me Romans 14 and 11. I said on earth, we worship him. And there's coming a name, coming a day rather, when the name of Jesus will be exalted throughout all the earth. And he said, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Everything in heaven's going to confess that. Everything on earth, amen, is going to confess that he's Lord of lords and King of kings. And everything under the earth. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Everything in hell. Glory to God. Did you know that even the demoniac spirits, amen, that Jesus cast out of a man, amen, they honored him and they respected his name, although they fight against him. But even the demons know who he is. Woo! Glory to God. Why do you think the devil fights so hard against the kingdom of God? Because he knows who he is. Why do you think? Let me tell you something. The devil don't really care. And he might not agree with this, and that'd be fine. The devil doesn't even really care for you coming to church as long as you don't get hungry. He don't really care for you coming to church as long as you don't have a desire. As a matter of fact, he'd like for you to come to church and stay cold and stay indifferent, because that's the people that'll never get right with God. They think they're right. Amen. They got a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. They think they're right, but they just got enough head knowledge to make them think. But ooh, you start getting into the altars. Man, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. You start getting serious. You start praying. And you start fasting. And you start giving. And you start getting involved. And you say, sing. And you go to prayer meeting. And you back the pastor. And you back the church. And you give it everything you got. And the devil's going to pour out both bazooka guns. And he's going to fight. And he's going to try to tear you down. You know why? Because he knows. Amen. There's power in that name. I said he knows. If you get serious, Jesus will change your life. I come to tell us there's something about that name.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
One day will come when all demons of hell, amen, and Satan, amen, and even the devil himself will bow at the feet of Jesus. Revelation 20:10.
Right.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire.
Wait there. And the devil that deceived them, who did he deceive? Those on earth. Mm-hmm. Who did he deceive? Those that tried to get close to those that wanted to get. Amen. That's why I tell you, you got to have more than a want to. And somebody said, I believe in God. The devil's believing God.
Right.
You got to do more than believe. Hallelujah. But the devil who deceived them
was cast into the lake of fire.
And was cast into the lake of fire. Brimstone.
Where the beast and the false prophet are. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
And shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. Romans 14 and 11. Tell us what that one says, Sister Anna.
For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
Did you hear that?
Oh, God.
Woo! Every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess. Woo. Amen. Oh, I come to tell you, he's going to be honored on heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Glory to God. I got to move on. I'm done here. Not only will there be a bowing of knees before Jesus, amen, but the name of Jesus will be confessed, amen, by the lips of every creature. Every man, every angel, every devil alike will join their voices in one mighty chorus, and will exalt the name of Jesus. Thank God. Let me take something, church. Now, we say this often. He'll not cross your free moral will. God won't do it right now. He will not do it. If you're going to serve God, it's going to be because you want to.
Right.
It's going to be because you get a desire and an unction in your heart to serve the Lord. He won't twist your arm and make you serve him right now. Amen. But there's coming a day. Oh, Lord. It ain't right now. But there's coming a day that you're going to confess. There's coming a day that you're going to proclaim. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess that he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Don't do it because you have to. Do it because you want to. Do it because he's your Savior. Do it because you love him. Do it because of what he's done for you.
Yes, God.
Acts. Sister Lisa, you got your Bible? Acts 4 and 12. Give me that one. Sister Mary, get me John 3:36. Amen. John 3:36. Then I got to close here. Amen. But amen. That's why vocal praise is so vital and so important right now. That's why Pentecostals believe in worship. That's why we push worship. That's why we publicly exalt the name of Christ. Amen. Because we're merely getting ready. And we're merely fulfilling the plan of God right now. God wants us to worship him.
Yes, he does.
God designed us to worship him.
Yes, sir.
We was there the other day, me and the girls, and they was talking about Jonathan Roberts back at Main Momentum, talking about the Swifty concert, and I had already read that. And they called it Swifty Quake. Amen. Old Taylor Swift was in Seattle, Washington back a year or so ago there, and they packed however many, 70 or 80,000 fans in that stadium. I think it was a football stadium. They packed them in there, and old Taylor got to singing. This world's idol. Amen. She got to singing, and they said they got in unison, and they got to jumping or whatever, you know, in unison. And they said that it actually shook the Richter scale. I read that. Amen. Before I ever heard them say anything about it, they actually shook the Richter scale in Seattle, Washington, and they called it a Swifty Quake. Hallelujah. Woo! If somebody can shout and jump, amen, and cause an earthquake, a small one, to be measured on the scale, Richter scale, amen, to cause Taylor Swift, they're excited about Taylor Swift. How much more should you and I be excited about a God that loved us so much that he gave his son and he died for us and he saved us and he gave us life? Hey, church, I come to tell us I got something to shout about. I got something to be excited about that name of Jesus. Woo!
Yes, woo! Lord. Yes, Lord.
Wow. This is an appropriate name for Jesus because his name, and his name alone, salvation can be found.
Amen.
You can pray in the name of William Branham, and you ain't gonna get nowhere.
Right.
You can pray in the name of Buddha, or Muhammad, or Allah, and you ain't gonna get nowhere. I don't know the last three popes' names, Pope Francis and Pope whatever. You can name the last 10 popes and pray in the Pope's name, and they won't get you nowhere.
That's God.
Woo. You can pray to Mother Mary, and they won't get you nowhere.
Right.
But I know a name. Woo. I wish I could get you to understand this. I said I know a name. Woo. That's above every name.
Woo.
Amen. And he's sitting high, and he's looking low. And that name was to help us. And that name was to save us. And that name was to heal us. And that name was to put families back together. And that name wants to break the chains of bad habits. And that name wants to get lives back established. There's something about that name.
Yes. Praise God.
All right.
Is there salvation in any other? For there is none other name under heaven given among men
whereby we must be saved.
Neither is there salvation in any other. But there's one name given.
Thank you, Lord.
Among heaven. That we can be saved, Miss Charlie.
Yes.
One name.
Jesus.
One name.
Jesus.
What's that name?
Jesus.
What's that name?
Jesus.
Woo. There's something about that name. I feel the Holy Ghost. Woo. I want you to raise your hand and worship that name right now.
Holy Lord.
I want you to raise your hand and say, there's something about that name. That when I call on it, he's there to help me. When I call on it in the midnight hour, he's right there. Woo. There's something about that name. When I call on it, he saved me. There's something about that name. Sister Mary, give me John. Amen. 3:36.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
Wait there. Now this is a sermon right here. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
You ain't gonna see life if you don't believe on that name.
Oh God.
Wow. No man cometh to the Father. John 14:6, he said, but by me, you can't come to God except for through Jesus Christ.
Right.
Now, I ain't trying to be mean here, but while I'm on it, I want to prove to you something from the Word of God. Now, you know, I'm not a basher. Amen. But if you get involved in anything that does not believe in the God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Now, I understand us and Baptists disagree on a lot of things, and us and Methodists, and I could list you 5-10 other denominations. But now when you get to messing in the Trinity and in the Godhead and get to saying that Jesus is the God and Jesus is the Son and Jesus is the Jesus is everything wrapped up in one, you're in dangerous grounds. I want you to listen here.
Yeah.
1 John 2:22 says, who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ. What is the Christ? The Christ is the Son of God.
Right.
He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. You better watch out, because if you get mixing up and saying, amen, that Jesus is everything, what happened when God spoke out of heaven and said, this is my Son.
Right.
In whom I'm well pleased. And then the Bible said the Spirit of God descended out of heaven and lighted upon him like a dove. The Holy Ghost fell out of heaven from God the Father on Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Yeah.
In 1 John 2:22, it's easy to remember. 1 John 2:22 says that if you don't believe in the Father and the Son, you're Antichrist. You don't believe in nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
I'll tell you what Randy Webb told me a week or two ago. Me and him got to talking about some things. And he said, but Jason, I'll tell you, he said, no, people don't like to hear this, and this is harsh. He said, but there ain't no way if you don't believe in the Father and the Son, you can't be saved. Hallelujah.
Right.
Woo. Because he said, I'm sorry, I didn't write this. I'm just preaching it like I told you the other night. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth, I'm reading 23, let's go back up to 22. Who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? If you deny that Jesus is God's Son, he said, you're a liar.
Yeah.
He is an Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. You're Antichrist. You ain't no part of God. You're against God if you don't believe in the Father and the Son.
Right.
Hallelujah. According to the verse, amen, the verse is in our chapter, Jesus climbed Calvary and died for everyone. Who did he die for? For a predispositioned bunch of people, for predestinated. Who did he die for? For those that were set before the eon. Some people think before the eons of time, it was already said. Who said, no, he died for whosoever will. That name did.
Yes, he did.
I'm done.
Yes, he did.
Has this been all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done here. Amen. Jesus, something about that name. Mm-hmm. Jesus, when he died in the place of us. So that you and I don't have to die.
Yeah.
Aren't you thankful for that?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. These verses carry the sense that they are speaking to us about a man who is yet alive. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Revelation 1:18. He said, I am he that liveth and was. Was. Past.
Yep.
I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Evermore.
Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. I thank God that I know a man who's alive.
Phew. Holy.
Amen. Yeah. I want you to let you know what the Bible teaches. God, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only son. Jesus left heaven and he came to earth for 33 and a half years. He died on a cross. Men beat him. They spit on him. They shoved a crown of thorns on his head. His blood ran down. And I believe it touched the mercy seat in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. His blood ran down Calvary's cross. Why, every drop ran down Calvary's cross, Brother Chris, because he loved me and you.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Hallelujah. He died. They put him in a tomb. Joseph Arimathea came and craved, the Bible said, the body of Jesus. And he properly took care of that body, and he put him in a tomb. And on the third day, there was another earthquake. It wasn't a Swifty quake. It was the Jesus quake. It was a heaven quake. It was the power of the angels of heaven coming, Brother Josh.
Yeah.
Amen. And shook that place and rolled away the stone. Amen. Peter and John went running, and they get down there, and them women, they already beat them. Amen. The women, they're down there, and Peter and John went running, and they went down there, and they run inside there, and they look, and Jesus was gone. The angel said, amen, Jesus is not here.
Yeah.
For he has
risen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wow, I feel the Holy Ghost. Stand with me in this house. I feel the Holy Ghost. He has risen. That name, Jesus, he's not dead, but he's alive. I feel the Holy Ghost. I said he's alive. There's no name like the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! I preached the other day, there's never been a man like Jesus. No, there's never been a man like him, and there's never been a name like his name.
Right.
I feel the Holy Ghost. Bang your head with me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I preached the best I could here. Bad weather, low crowd here, and I preached God the best I could. Amen. Right here on a Sunday afternoon. And I pray, Lord, that something that was done or said touched the heart, Lord, moved on somebody in this house. Lord, the devil fights in many different ways, and he fights and tells us that we can't serve him, we can't be saved, like Dickie Webb, Lord, he's got a black mark on him, and he's not a second-class citizen. He's a first-class child of God. And I'd like the Lord for you to touch somebody's heart right here today. Maybe the devil's been telling them there's a second-class citizen and all this bunch of hogwash. I want you to let them know, Lord, if they've been saved and they've called on the name of Jesus, they're just as saved as anybody else.
Yes, God. Yes.
Amen. They can climb the heights of salvation. They can get close to you, Lord. They can pray. They can become a dedicated Christian and get close to you, Lord. Let them understand that. But they got to call on that name.
Right.
Yes. Call on that name.
Yes, Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
I wish this house was full. Thank you. Thank you. I wish this house was full. I really do. But it's me and it's you. That's who's here.
Jesus.
Are you going to trust that name?
Yes.
Are you going to call on that name?
Yes.
Are you going to pray and worship?
Yes.
Worship that name.
Holy.
Yeah.
Holy God.
He's got me this far, Brother Tommy.
Yes, he has. praise you, Lord.
Teresa couldn't remember nothing. She got out of the hospital, she couldn't remember nothing. Couldn't remember a thing.
Thank you, Lord.
It's so sad. Days and weeks. She couldn't tell you why she ate for lunch. Her memory's coming back.
Yes.
She's doing better and better. You know why? Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Come on.
Jesus.
Come on.
I said Jesus. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. Raise your hands, church.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you want to do. You want to come up in this altar, or you just want to come up here and stand and raise your hand and say, Jesus. Something about that name. Same, sister. It's the same. Oh, there's something about that name. Woo! Oh, let's gather around and worship him. Let's worship him. Something about that name of Jesus. Something about that name of Jesus.
Jesus, healing in the name. about the